Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily. Welcome also to Saturday, 25th day in January 2025. Open your hand and your heart to receive. As I begin to prophesy on you, the same amen, I receive it. Who is this? God will promote someone that will promote you. Anyone planning to unseat you will be unseated. Planning to block your progress shall be removed. I'm hearing multiple marriages this year. Many wedding bells will ring. All sons and daughters matured enough to marry. You desire to marry this year, either for yourself or your son or your daughter. Now, I want you to do this. You can stand in the gap for your sons and your daughters, even if you are a widow or widowers, still wanting to do it well. Now, stand in the gap for someone. Hold your ring finger as if you are sliding a ring into it. It's a prophetic action. Hold it with your right fingers. Hold it as I pray. I prophesy. Your desires are granted. The God-ordained husband will locate you soon. The God-ordained man will locate your daughter soon. Your eyes will open, young man, to see the woman that will be the mother of your children, with whom you will live together in peace. For sons and daughters, this year it shall be. Those who already have dates, God will uphold your dates. It shall run seamlessly well. I pray today for all my listeners, anyone whose names has been taken or is being taken to any coven or shrine or oracle for evil, I command fire to burst out there. You are a touch not and a harm not for evil, in the name of Jesus. There shall the grave they dug for you, they will be buried there. I have an urge in my spirit to pray for parents whose children or one of the children is not doing well in school, at work, in marriage, or abroad, or in your country. Raise the photograph of such children or a child, and if you have any other thing at home, the clothing, the shoes, the book, or just mentioning the name quietly as I pray. Isaiah chapter 8 verse 18 says, I and the children that the Lord has given me, we are for signs and wonders in the land of the living. I prophesy that child, that son, that daughter shall start doing well. I break all the forces of evil, all the powers of the enemy over him or her. Whatever is holding him down, all the evil padlocks and charms are hereby destroyed by fire. Oh, it will end up a son and a daughter that will make you happy in life. Say amen. Now, if you can do this, please do this. Do a one-day fast for that child or that daughter, or if it is you, pray with his or her photograph and fast as long as you can on the day, within the next 5 days. Pray and fast for yourself too, sons and daughter. Then sow a battle seed over him or her, and a good sacrificial battle seed that will touch the bone into this commission's fertile ground of the kingdom of God. Let's use it to do the work of the kingdom. This spiritual exercise will work wonders. We totally liberate him or her. January 25 celebrant, your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. You will live long and live well in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Now, let's continue with our teachings. First one today. Good morning, Daddy. I am heartbroken right now. My husband said he's no longer interested in me. Again, after both family have settled the misunderstanding we had last year. Now, he has left the home. He did not pay house rent, and I don't have a job for now. Daddy, we both attend Dominion City. Wow. You had misunderstanding. He refused the family settlement of it. What a man. And you both attend same church, Dominion City. All the messages listened to in church could not move him. All singles, you have a lesson to learn here. This man did not just become like this now. The trait of an unforgiving spirit or attitude must have been in him all along when you were dating and courting. Those are the kinds of traits we ask singles to watch out for in the person they will say, yes, I do too. We didn't know what you also did to him. Because you spoke of misunderstanding. It takes two people to quarrel. Definitely, you will have your own fault. Then, to punish you more, he left the house or the home, did not pay house rent, knowing you have no job. Another lesson here for everybody. I keep teaching. The best security for a woman is to earn and own your own money. A woman without an income is vulnerable. It's easy to punish. If you are a woman of means, you too will think twice. Well, two advice I have for you. Warfare prayers over this issue. For God to soften his heart and for him to return home. He will return home by the grace of God. Two, take the matter to your pastor for intervention. Hoping is matured and Christianly enough to respect pastor. You have learned your lesson now. When he returns, please avoid anything that could cause this kind of misunderstanding. And please have a job to earn your own income. This is a lesson for all women. Next, good morning, Daddy. Auntie PGF, is it polite for a wife to give food stuff in the house to people around without the knowledge of the husband? Wow, it is not polite. It's not even right. Now, giving the food in the house without discussing it with you and agreeing with you. If she's also on this platform, please, my daughter, retrace your step. Honor your husband and discuss all issues before taking steps. You just listen to the first issue we treated this morning. They didn't reach that level in one day. It must have started with little issues like this. But when allowed to fester, it will become a trauma. Please submit yourself to your own husband according to Ephesians 5:22, according to what he asked us to do. How I wish I could also hear from the other partner so that we can know what else to do. But whatever the case is, husband and wife, please cooperate and live a good and wonderful life. Next, good morning, Daddy. Auntie PGF, what do you say, sir, about a wife who, though is working, always complain of having no money? She doesn't support in any way. I pay the rent, feed the family, pay the children's school fees, 3 in higher institutions, and 1 in secondary school. I pay bills, and she's comfortable with it. When I try to talk with her, she tells me she has no money, but I understand she bought a land and she's hiding it from me. Sir, I'm gradually being worn out and I'm afraid I might collapse one day. Your advisor, she's one of your daughters on this platform. Wow. When they behave well, she's your wife. When it is otherwise, it's pastor's daughters. Okay. So my daughter, how come husband and wife are to collaborate and do things together to live and raise their family these days? Not necessarily on 50-50 basis, but being honest, transparent, discussing and agreeing how to raise your family and run your home. Then to buy land for building without your husband's knowledge, if this is true, because he said he understands. Maybe somebody told him or you are suspecting. All these are not supposed to be in an ideal marriage. It means there is trust deficit in this marriage. Both of you should quickly resolve this matter. Don't allow it to fester. If you do, it will affect your marriage, affect the children, affect your health, affect everything. The consequences will not be good. Take to my advice. Two of you should be humble enough. Call each other. Please discuss, agree, right the wrong, and move forward and enjoy your life and your children. Another one, Daddy. How can we be joining Prayer Mountain online and also get our prayer digest for each month? Thank you, sir. More anointing. Wow, good question. OTPJ members and listeners, I want you to hear this very, very well. Turning point, please. Prayer Mountain is every Thursday. Two services, 7 to 9 a.m. and 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. all Nigeria time. To join Prayer Mountain is easy. Subscribe to our YouTube and like our Facebook if you have not already done so. Prayer Mountain, our service, Sunday services, radio ministrations, they are all available on our YouTube. To subscribe is easy. Go to your phone and search for Turning Point, search for the Real Femme Emmanuel on your YouTube, written together. The word real is R-E-A-L. The real Femi Emmanuel. You will see it. Tap your subscribe button and turn on notification. That is it. You have joined. On Facebook, type The Real Femi Emmanuel and like it. That is it. I plead with all listeners, TPJ members, genuine TPJ John members, please do so now. Subscribe to our YouTube, like our Facebook. Prayer Digest will be sent to you on your phone monthly and also be uploaded on our platform. AY, please take note of this. Please forward this to all on your contact. Let what is blessing you bless the people connected to you. Also encourage them to subscribe to our YouTube and like our Facebook. I'm expecting thousands to subscribe today and also join. Now, get your communion element ready. Very soon I'll pray over it. TPGF members and listeners in and around Lagos, enroll for the first diet of our Bible Training Institute this year. The first one in two editions, weekdays edition, for 8 days only, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Friday. 2 weeks, you are done. That is from February 3. Then the weekend edition, 5 Saturdays only, beginning from February 8. Telephone numbers for inquiries, SMS or chat to Muji on 0803-909-2578. Do so now. Saturday is a good day to transmit your tithe and sow your seed to the fertile soil of God's kingdom of Turning Point. Our GTB account, Turning Point GTB account, is now operational and good. Please be using it now. Take the communion and let us pray over it. I pray over that communion element. It's no longer ordinary flesh or wine. It becomes the blood of Jesus and his broken body. As you eat and drink, it will transmit healing virtue, prosperity virtue, power virtue, anointing virtue all over your body. All organs in your body, the blood, the bone, the sinew, the marrow, you will be totally healed. You operate in dominion in all areas of your life. It is blessed. Pray more over it on yourself, and when you are done with praying, eat and drink. The miracle starts now. I speak to everyone's life today. The Lord bless you more than your imagination. Establish you and your generation forever. You will live long. You will fulfill purpose in Jesus' name. TPGF, truly blessed. I love you. Have a great day.